Degno, sister, J.E. New Mexico, on the way to California, June 11th, 1905. Mrs. Degno, my dear sister, there are some things that are to be confessed to God alone. If you have wronged a brother or a sister, you have the light given you in the Word. If thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and to thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Matthew 5, verse 23-24. If thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. Matthew 18, verse 15 to 17. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Verses 19-20. Is not this a blessed promise? Cannot you work intelligently upon the promise, seeing that you are Christ's purchased possession? If your sin is between you and God, you need not give publicity to it, but confess it to God. Often, poor, weak mortals act very unadvisedly in the matter of confessing their sins to human beings. Then came Peter unto him, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Verses 21-22. Read the whole of the 18th chapter of Matthew, and find in its instruction relief and courage and hope. Go forward in faith. Work right to the point. I advise you to take your case to the Lord Jesus in prayer. Believe that he hears you, and that when you confess your sins and repent, and walk humbly with God, you will find pardon. Act like one whom the Lord has corrected in order to purify and save you. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3, verse 8, 10, 11. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Verses 19-21. Never give up your faith and hope in God. Cling to the promises. Do not trust in your feelings, but in the naked word of God. Believe the assurances of the Lord. Take your stand upon the plain, thus saith the Lord, and rest there, feeling or no feeling. Faith is not always followed by feelings of ecstasy, but hope thou in God. Trust fully in Him. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Psalm 17, verse 1-3, 5, 6. My sister, trust in the Lord as a little child trusts its earthly parent. Cling to the Savior. Let nothing separate your soul from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Look for mercies. Expect mercies. Look continually for blessings. See them, acknowledge them, and do not complain, do not fret. Do not cast blame upon God, but say, O Lord, I do believe, though I am a sinner, and because I am a sinner. I believe in thee with all my heart. Thou art the truth, and thy word I believe. What is religion? It is the conformity of the whole being to the will of God. If any man will come after me, Christ said, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. You need an intelligent belief in the Word of God. This Word is our rule of action. You are not to stand long saying, what must I do? The first question with you is, what must I believe? Right believing means right doing. Christ gave his life to make it possible for you to be a partaker of the divine nature. It is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. He is able to save to the uttermost all who come to God through him. You must take him at his word. Let confidence in him fill your heart. Say, I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. This is the faith that is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We are to be living stones in the building, Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. As to your merit for this position, Christ has placed himself under obligation to answer this question. Through connection with him, you can serve God acceptably. The stone receives the support of the foundation on which it rests. O precious, wondrous gift of God, by whom also we have access unto that grace wherein we stand. Sing of his mercy and tell of his power. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto you. Romans 5, verse 2, 1, 3-5. I have written this seated in my berth on the train. If the Lord will, we shall reach Redlands at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We shall remain there 2 days, then go to Los Angeles, and from there to St. Helena. Remember that the Lord will bless all who put their trust in him. your sister.